There are lots of looming legal questions over the Justice Department's decision to dismiss the Stevens conviction. For some answers, we turn to Gerald Hebert, Executive Director of the Campaign Legal Center in Washington, D.C. Hebert is a former federal prosecutor himself, and he says he was puzzled the Attorney General didn't call for a new trial.
After all of the misconduct that had been reported by the prosecution team, I thought that the Justice Department would simply agree with the defense lawyers that there really needed to be a start over, a new trial. And I was a little surprised that based on the prosecution's misconduct alone and maybe the age of the defendant and the cost of going through a new trial, I think those were all factors, but I still was surprised by it.
So the mistakes made by the prosecution team were pretty big. How big? I mean, is there a comparison in your mind to anything like what went down during the Stevens trial?
I spent over 20 years as a federal prosecutor myself, and I have to say that not turning over documents as a prosecutor to the other side in a criminal case that clearly were required to be turned over is really a kind of a law school student mistake rather than a seasoned prosecutor mistake, especially in a case involving a high-profile defendant like Senator Stevens. You really want to make sure as a prosecutor that you are not accused of ever withholding evidence or any other impropriety, and you really probably want to go overboard in the effort to be fair in such a case.
We're still calling the prosecution's conduct misconduct, and you're saying there were the types of mistakes made by someone like a first-year law student who had no experience. Maybe they weren't mistakes.
Well, one has to wonder, given the level of experience that these prosecutors really had at the Department of Justice, why they would make such elementary mistakes in a case like this. The Office of Professional Responsibility, which is the ethics watchdog within the Justice Department and which is fiercely independent, now has the matter under review and will conduct a complete investigation of the conduct here. I think the whole incident, though, really calls into question the Office of Public Integrity, which is really the office these original prosecutors came from. As Judge Sullivan, I think, himself put it at one point, he doubted whether the Office of Public Integrity had any public integrity after what he saw they were doing in the Stevens trial.
So what might happen to these miscreant prosecutors?
Well, it really depends on whether they knew and were doing things purposefully to deceive the other side or whether or not they were just being inadvertent and sloppy. The Office of Professional Responsibility will determine that. If it's the former, that it was an intentional deception by the prosecution to withhold documents from the other side and that they knew what they were doing and they knew that it was a violation of the rules, then the consequences will be dramatic. It could include, for example, dismissal from the Department of Justice. It could include sanctions by the state bar of wherever they happen to have their bar memberships. So there are some real serious consequences. And, of course, if they were to if the conduct were actually rises to the level of obstruction of justice, they could face prosecution themselves.
Gerald Hebert is executive director of the Campaign Legal Center, a nonprofit that provides research and analysis of campaign-related cases and laws.